Pope Francis held his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday, continuing his catechetical reflections, which focused on the Catholicity of the Church. In greetings to pilgrims, the Pope called on the faithful to pray for peace in the Middle East and remembered those who lost their lives in the Lampedusa boat tragedy. Lydia O'Kane reports.
What makes the Church Catholic? That was the question posed by Pope Francis during his catechesis at his weekly general audience on Wednesday. He was referring to the Creed, which professes the Catholicity or universality of the Church. He answered this question in 3 points. Firstly, Pope Francis observed, the Church is Catholic because she proclaims the apostolic faith in its entirety. She, the Pope said, is the place where we meet Christ in his sacraments and grow in holiness.
La Chiesa è cattolica perché è lo spazio, la casa in cui ci viene annunziata tutta intera la fede.
Secondly, the Church is also Catholic, he said, because her communion embraces the whole human race, and she is sent to bring to the entire world the joy of salvation and the truth of the gospel.
La Chiesa è cattolica perché la casa dell'armonia, dove unità e diversità sanno coniugarsi insieme per essere ricchezza.
Finally, the Holy Father explained, the Church reconciles the wonderful diversity of God's gifts to bring up his people in unity and harmony. That is why the Church is Catholic. Following these reflections and taking his cue from the Creed of the Catholic Church, the Holy Father, greeting pilgrims in Arabic, asked the faithful to pray for peace in the Middle East, especially in countries such as Syria, Iraq, Egypt, Lebanon, and the Holy Land, the birthplace of Jesus Christ. In special greetings to the bishops of the Ethiopian and Eritrean churches, the Pope expressed his closeness to them as they mourn the many people from those countries who lost their lives in the Lampedusa boat tragedy. Also in greetings to the bishops of the Regional Episcopal Conference of North Africa, the Pope encouraged them to strengthen fraternal relations with Muslims. Of the thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday, the Pope had words of welcome for English-speaking pilgrims, including those from England, Scotland, Ireland, Nigeria, and Australia. I'm Lydia O'Kane.